Hello, I'm Veronica Skersbrick, and I'm about to bring you an interview with the Swedish ambassador to the Holy See, Ulla Gudmundsson. She shares with Charlotte Smeds some impressions of the courtyard of the Gentiles Project, which travelled to Sweden from the 13th to the 14th of September. An encounter which had as a theme a world with or without God. Stay tuned.
I would say that we had two extremely oxygen-rich conversations, one at the Royal Academy of Sciences and one at Fryshus, at this really this extraordinary place for young people, where young people's energy and passion is channeled into creative endeavors. And these conversations were very different. One was philosophical, scientific, theological, dealing with things like the relationship between science and faith, and the other was very practical. What does belief or non-belief mean in our ordinary lives, for our relations with other people, and for our relationship with the world? And I think these were not, as so many discussions are, train compartment discussions where people actually think more or less alike. It was, in fact, an extremely wide spectrum of views, from the secular humanists, non-believing scientists, to representatives of the Swedish church, to a young Muslim, to a young Christian. It was a really wide spectrum of views, and one conclusion is, of course, that it's perfectly possible to have meaningful, respectful conversations between people with these different standpoints without arriving at a false consensus and without it degenerating into a boxing match. And that's extremely encouraging.
Charlotte Smeds then asked the ambassador about the growing indifference to faith in our secular society today, an issue the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture, Gianfranco Ravasi, expressed concern about while in Sweden.
I would say that attitude is more common in Sweden among ordinary Swedes than a militant atheism. In these panels, we had at least three persons who had gone from a position of non-believing to a position of believing. But we had also one person, Per Wirtén, a Swedish writer and journalist, who grew up in one of the Swedish three churches and who has since then lost his faith. And I think the cardinal quoted on his Twitter Per-Olof Enquist, a very well-known Swedish writer, who went through this experience, as have other Swedish writers who also have described them, of faith simply drifting away. I think this is a very common attitude among Swedes. And many people, of course, feel perfectly comfortable with it, and not necessarily hostile towards religion. That was certainly the case of Per Wirtén, whom we had in our conversation. One of the questions raised at the end was, would the world be better or worse without religion? And he came down very strongly on the side of the world being worse without religion, in spite of not being a believer.
Charlotte Smeds then asked the ambassador how religion can play into a society as secular as the Swedish one.
Sweden is a very modernist, a very secular state. That shows up in, for instance, in World Value Survey, you know, the international survey of values that's been going on for quite some time. And that applies to all the Nordic countries. I think, of course, that there are a lot of good things that may have something to do with that. It's the, for instance, the position of women, the strong scientific tradition, the possibility to think freely. And these are very precious things that we wouldn't want to lose. But I think that doesn't mean that religion does not have a place and that the religion has something to offer people in terms of meaning and coherence in their lives. I think it was a great pleasure having Cardinal Ravasi here. He impressed everybody, I think, particularly with his familiarity of Swedish literature, of our classical authors. But I think Sweden is a more complex place than simply the land of atheists. And I think through these many meetings, you know, I think we established a better rapport between, you know, a representative of an open a Catholic Church that wants dialogue with the world, and a Swedish society which is actually much more complex, both among both our non-believers and our believers. In fact, what these conversations showed, I think, is that this is not black and white. You can believe in many different ways, and you can be a non-believer in many different ways. And there's not necessarily consensus within each camp, if you could call it that.
And you were listening there to the Swedish ambassador to the Holy See, Ola Gudmundsson, speaking to Charlotte Smeds of our Scandinavian programme. Our thanks go to both of them. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.